Morning Madhouse, don't stop.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Pound 98WP, G. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Nelly with Larry, the Morning Madhouse, clocking in for y'all. Today is Tuesday. Already a Tuesday inside the Madhouse. Y'all know how it goes down. We got an action-packed show for y'all. Listen, that rain ain't going nowhere. Ain't going nowhere until like, it might be here for the rest of the week until Saturday, to be honest. That's what I'm looking at right now, that rain in the forecast. All week long, 64 degrees. 64 degrees right now. Today's high is going to top out. We're not going to move that much. High today is going to be right near 70. That's right. High today is going to be right near 70 inside the Madhouse with rain in the forecast all day long today. All day long tomorrow. We're going to get a few breaks here and there between the rain. But other than that, man, just rain all weekend. They're saying we got a tropical storm. I think his name is Arthur. Tropical Storm Arthur is out there brewing. And, yeah, we're looking at this, and it's dropping rain all over the Carolinas. So, that's what we're dealing with. In the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling this morning?
I am feeling wonderful. Happy to be alive. Happy to be up with the Morning Madhouse.
Be encouraged.
Ready to attack your day. Let's do it.
Be encouraged. I was reading a story this morning coming out of the ATL, and it's crazy because the movie Fast and Furious, where 9 is about to drop, they had a big, they let the ATLians free down in Atlanta about 2 weeks ago. So they just been down there acting up. From Atlanta to Florida, they've been having big, big parties. And when I'm talking about big parties, I'm talking about 3,000 people. One story coming out of ATL, Ms. Jessica, this morning, that they busted an underground racing ring down in Atlanta that involved about 200 to 300 people, and they took them all to jail. Everybody going to jail.
And they impounded the cars.
So you know what happens when they impound the cars? Like, you can go bid on them. If they're convicted, sometimes you can go bid on the cars, which means like you can get them for the low. It's a little tidbit for all my car enthusiasts out there. Y'all might want to head down to the ATL because you can go down there and you might make a come up. But that was crazy. That was a big story. And then I saw another big story coming out of Florida where they had a RIP party for a man who was actually killed in 2008. And they had about 3,000 people out near a beach area out there in Florida. And this place went crazy. Police was called in. People got injured. Police got injured because they was trying to break it up because they said it was cool at first. And then as the party went from afternoon to night, that's when people started getting drunk and getting crazy. So police were called in. And this got crazy in Florida. But 3,000 people? 3,000 people? That's a whole lot of people, man, amongst.
Yeah, I heard about that one also.
Amongst COVID-19. That's a whole lot. Now, I've been seeing other gatherings here in Charlotte, but they've been more like 50 to 100. But 3,000 people, that's a small town. That is the size of a town, about 3,000 people. I don't know. I guess Florida.
Yeah, I ain't seen no gatherings at all. Because I'm gathered at home. I ain't seen none of them. I am at home.
Well, I guess since they've lifted most of the order down in Florida and down in Georgia, I guess they just down there going crazy. And I said all that to say, North Carolina, actually Governor Rick Cooper was on our show yesterday. He talked about entering into phase 2 on this Friday. You can check that out on our website at power98fm.com. But right after that, he had his press conference. And he was talking about, the new COVID cases. And he actually said we were trending all right. And he did scold people for attending COVID-19 parties and saying that, some people just won't listen and won't adhere to the orders. So I'm going to need y'all to act right here in North Carolina and South Carolina. South Carolina's been doing pretty good, with their stay-at-home order lifted for the most part. They can even start to dine in South Carolina in their restaurants. So as we enter in phase 2 here in North Carolina, we're going to need y'all to abide by the rules, all right? I'm going to need y'all to abide by the rules and not be gathered 2,000 to 3,000 people. But speaking of The stay-at-home order and enter into phase two. Right here in Charlotte, I got something in trending this morning about a church that is actually going against the stay-at-home order. So that'll be coming up for you right around 6:35. And, of course, you know how we do it inside the Madhouse. It's a Tuesday. We got the next big thing that's going to drop right about 8:25. Ms. Jessica, she's got your Nosy Neighbor News. That's right around 7:24. It's the Madhouse. Let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning. Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Yellowstone National Park has many geysers. The most famous and most visited is Old Faithful. Why? Well, because it's faithful. It erupts every hour and you can count on it. That's just like God. He is faithful. The Bible declares he remains faithful forever.
It's my fault. It's my fault. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Think it's best I put my heart on ice. Heart on ice. Cause I can't breathe. I'ma put my heart on ice. Heart on ice. Getting the best of me.
Out of the WPG Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, 606, 6 minutes out of 6 o'clock. How today at Queen City is going to be right near 70, 64 degrees. If you do have to go outside today, or if you're just going to be in the house looking, you're going to be looking at a lot of rain. 70 degrees is your high for the day, 64 right now. And it's time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse Nation, with this COVID-19 pandemic going on, a lot of us have a lot of time on our hands, and some of us might have picked up a new trade or skill. So we want to know, have you picked up a new trade or skill, and what is it? Or if you haven't, what trade or skill would you like to learn?
I want to learn how to sell NutriBurst, because that's what everybody out there in the Lasso Tea, because this is what everybody out there doing, selling NutriBurst and the Lasso Tea, and it seems like it's working for them. So I'm trying to learn how to do that. Now, honestly, you know what I want to learn how to do? I want to learn how to probably cut hair and probably work on cars, even though I don't like to get my hands dirty. So I don't know if I really want to learn that. I mean, I do, but I don't want to get my hands dirty, so I don't know how it's going to work out. I guess I would have to wear gloves or something. Yeah, that's what I want to learn. But during this COVID-19, I haven't really learned how to do anything but be outside.
Mine isn't really a trade. It is more of a skill. I've been taking an online class for social media marketing.
Oh, that's what's
up. They're offering a lot of free classes right now. So I hopped on and took one of those. Yep.
Okay. Let's go.
So what are you all doing? Hit us up. Let us know. What trade or skill have you picked up during the pandemic? And if you haven't picked up one, which one would you like to learn? Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
Nosy Neighbors, it is 6:15, which means it's time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie of the day. The Food Network has announced a special called Questlove's Potluck. It's going to be starring Questlove of the infamous Roots Band. The one-hour special will benefit America's Food Fund and will feature Questlove visiting his celebrity friends, cooking some of their favorite dishes, including George Lopez, Tiffany Haddish, Kenan Thompson, even Patti LaBelle is supposed to make an appearance. The fundraising event is set for May 28th at 10 p.m., so you all can check that out. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Here he is, the TikTok song of the year. It's K-Camp Lottery here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Go. No, Blair, the morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 6:23 minutes out of 6 o'clock. You got to hit the hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we are talking about trades and skills. A lot of people have had a lot of free time during the pandemic. So we want to know, did you pick up a free or did you pick up a trade or skill? And if so, what is it? But if not, if you could pick up a trade or skill, what would you like to learn?
And I said I'd like to learn how to cut hair, or I would like to learn how to work on cars. That's what trade or skill I would like to learn.
And I took a marketing class online, free marketing class online.
Hmm, that's what's up. And Vivi said she learned how to sew, and she's been making pillows.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either.
What, learning how to sew?
Yeah.
No, that's what's up. All right, how do we tap in on this question?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am No Limit Larry, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right, coming up, we got these trending topics for Trending Topic Tuesday. Yes, well, we got a lot of stuff trending in the culture. Like, hey, listen, are you going to get some more stimulus money? I got an update on that for you. And you know what's coming up right around the corner, your madhouse classic throwback. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
The morning turn up is real. Okay.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. High today is going to be right near 70, 64 degrees, wet streets. Rain is slated to be here all week long, all the way until the weekend. And y'all know what time it is, man. It's time to get these trending topics.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. Run the streets. Now let the keys coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. Run the streets. Now let the keys coming. I'm trending, boy.
Yes, sir. A lot of stuff trending this morning. Let's get right. Let's dive right in. All right. They're talking about the U.S. death toll on the coronavirus. They're saying it has continued to climb. And now the death toll in the complete United States of America has hit about 90,000 deaths. So we're right about 90,000 deaths all across the United States of America. But a lot of states said that they're flattening the curve, and a lot of states have begun to open all the way back up, entering phase 2, 3, and just opening back up, including South Carolina, including Florida, Tennessee, and a lot of other states. And some, they said about 210 counties in America have reported no cases of COVID-19 at all. And they said they can attribute that to, one, not a lot of testing sites in these areas. Two, it being most of them being rural areas and not a lot of people. So continue to flatten the curve, continue to social distance, and wear your mask as needed be. Here in Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, police this morning are investigating the death of a 15-year-old as a 15-year-old was shot and killed on the east side off of Milton Road on yesterday afternoon. And they're still investigating that this morning. They said the 15-year-old was shot and tried to drive himself to the hospital and actually crashed the car, where the investigation is now still underway. Sad, sad news coming out of Charlotte, Mecklenburg County. IRS, everybody's saying, hey, are we going to get a second stimulus check? Are y'all waiting up? Jessica, you waiting? You want some more money, man? Jessica?
I mean, I wouldn't mind it.
Well, they're saying it has already passed the House. It is now going to the Senate. And we could be getting a second round of stimulus checks. They're saying maybe late summer.
Well, when Bakari was on the show, he said that this was going to be happening.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah. But I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed to another round of checks if I'm going to get another. All right. Thank you. And last but not least, two big cases going on here in the United States. The Breonna Taylor case, which is coming out of Louisville, Kentucky, and the Ahmaud Arbery case coming out of Brunswick, Georgia. First up, the details on the Breonna Taylor case. Update to that. You know, she is the EMT that was shot and killed by police as they had a no-knock warrant. Well, Louisville, Kentucky has said they are going to change the policies on the no-knock warrants, and they are also going to require all officers to wear body cams when going on violent criminal activity investigations. So that's the newness to the case. And there was a detail out there that her boyfriend who actually fired a shot at the officers because he said that he thought the officers were intruders because the officers never identified themselves. There was a report that he had got out of jail, but I have not confirmed that report this morning. His name is Kenneth Walker, and the attorneys are working to get him released from jail because he was actually in jail for attempted murder as he shot at the officers because, as he said, he thought they was intruders because they never identified themselves. And in the Ahmaud Arbery case, new details have surfaced that the daughter of Greg McMichael actually posted pictures of the dead body of Ahmaud on her Snapchat page. Lindsay McMichael said she posted it not to be malicious, but because she watches crime shows and she just felt like it was the right thing to do because she watches crime shows and listens to crime podcasts at least 4 or 5 times a day.
And she's sorry now. Sorry that she did that now, and, too. So
right.
We should just be and, like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Right, she didn't mean to do it. I'm going to let that one sit with y'all.
There's also a story about police attempting to use a taser on Ahmaud Arbery back in November of 2017.
Mm.
So those details are coming out, too, regarding that case.
Yeah. All right. Charlotte's plug. That's what's trending this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up, of course, we're going to let y'all shine in the 7 o'clock hour. And Ms. Justice got your nose in the neighbor news that's going to drop right around 7:24.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is...
Liddy right there. Yup, hot remix. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Just told you about this story coming out in Trending Topics this morning. Actually, was about the daughter of one of the men who is accused of shooting and killing Ahmaud Arbery down in Brunswick, Georgia. His daughter, Lindsay McMichael, actually posted a picture on her Snapchat of his bleeding, lifeless body. She has come out and said it wasn't malicious, and that she watches these crime shows and listens to these podcasts 3-4 times a day. And she said she thought it was the right thing to do. But now she's apologized. What you think about it, Ms. Jessica?
I think it's absolutely disgusting. I think this is absolutely disgusting. But I feel like, unfortunately, due to social media, a lot of people have this mentality of anything goes on social media. We saw this play out tragically last year when the young lady, the teenager, was killed at Concord Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And someone posted her dead body online. You know, I've never been a fan of those types of videos or those types of pictures or anything like that. I find it disgusting. But I just think that social media has this, a lot of people believing that anything goes.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. A lot of people feel like with social media, anything goes. Like, I don't even like people when they post pictures of people in the hospital and tubes in their nose and stuff. I hate that. And I always tell my family and friends, hey, if something happened to me, I don't care if I'm sick, don't post me in the hospital. Don't do me like that. Don't do that. And I saw my sister make a comment on one of the pages that it was on. She said, you know, I think they know in this case that a lot of stuff is going to come out against them. So they're trying to control the narrative by putting it out first. And then they could tell their side of the story without it coming up in court or them having it discovered during the court proceedings, because now we've already put it out there. We already control the narrative. And this is why we did it. I think it was very distasteful. I don't care how many crime shows you watch. This is a real life dead body, a man shot and killed in the middle of the street, and you post it on your Snapchat. Like, I wonder I don't know where the caption was, what she said in the Snapchat. Did she just post a picture and that was it? But yeah, it's just horrific. And she said she didn't have any malintent. What was your intent? Even if you watch the crime, because I watch the crime shows too. I'm into them too, like that. But what was your intent? Like,
she said, her quote was, "It was more of a holy heck moment. I can't believe that this has just happened." She says that it was absolutely poor judgment. That was her quote.
Your dad and them did it. What you can't mean? You ain't mute. You saw your dad and them do it. I just
think that, you know, unfortunately, with this is going to be heightened with everything that is surrounding the Ahmaud Arbery murder.
Mm-hmm.
But we see this happen a lot, Larry. If you think about it, we see this happen a lot. The man that was running around and he was killing, and he killed the old man in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
He shot him right there on social media for everybody to watch. We see fight videos all the time where people are end up completely knocked out. And we don't know what happens to them afterwards because the camera clicks off. All we see is their lifeless body. Like, they're just laying there, completely knocked out. This stuff happens all the time, and we have just sort of become numb to it.
Yeah.
And it's I've never enjoyed these videos. Never.
Yeah, this one is just, it's just terrible. And all right, she's 30-year-old woman. She did say, you know, they did say she's a 30-year-old woman. She's not a young kid. She's not a young teenager. She's a 30-year-old woman that actually posted this to her Snapchat. And like you said, she said it was a oh my God moment. I'm wondering if this will be brought up in the court case, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. All right, coming up inside the Madhouse, we're going to let y'all shine. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life, let us know. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world. Tory Lanez, T-Pain, Jerry Sprunger, Charlotte's Plug is Pod 98.
Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
All right, all right, all right. FedEx, UPS, Amazon, DHL, truck drivers, you don't know, Lance, Frito-Lay. Everybody out there pushing them trucks, man, making these deliveries, making sure everybody get what they need. Shout out to the United States Post Service, you know, and of course UPS, everybody out there pushing them trucks. All my frontline workers, all my daycare workers, tap in with the Madhouse. It's y'all time to shine. Come on and shine with the Madhouse. 570-WPEG. You got somebody's birthday you need to let shine? 570-WPEG. Come on down right now. You know what we say. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy! 570-WPEG. You got somebody you need to let shine? Let me know right now. Hit that line up. Summer Walker, Usher. Come through. It's Pod 98.
We got London on the track.
No, let me learn the morning mad. How Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Time to let somebody shine this morning. You know, shout out to all the postal workers, all the DHL, all the UPS, all the FedEx, all the Amazon, everybody out there delivering, the regular truck drivers, everybody out there delivering something. We got you. Or if it's somebody's birthday or somebody just doing something good. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Shining from a mile, Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you gonna let shine in the morning?
I'm gonna let the light shine on myself. I'm on my way to work right now. I work for the United States Postal Service. I just want to let everyone know, stay safe, and we're gonna get through this. Thank you.
Hey, let me get some of them checks y'all got over there.
If we can find any more.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I'm letting shine my daycare workers.
What daycare is that?
Children's Courtyard.
Lord, good morning, Mr. Lee. Who you want let shine this morning, Mr. Lee?
This is Lima Alexander.
Who?
Lima Alexander.
Lima Alexander, that who you going to let shine in the morning?
Yeah, she out of Orlando, Florida. That's my wife, one of my honey bones. She's out of 83 years old.
83?
Yeah, 7 years.
And she in Orlando? How she going to hear it in Orlando, Mr. Lee?
No, she up here. Oh. I say she was from there.
Okay.
She been up here about 18 years.
Okay.
She cut into Mr. Lee.
Okay, what you want to tell her this morning, Mr. Lee?
I'm on my way for me and her to hook up today.
What y'all gonna hook up and do, Mr. Lee?
I'm gonna give me some Christian, brother. Give me some pom-pom.
So what, Mr. Lee?
Christian.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm going to give me some rabbit. Going to give some Christian brothers.
And some what, Mr. Lee?
Some rabbit. Some I damn sure don't want no paw.
Will you enjoy your day, Mr. Lee?
I got to go and get my drink on, girl.
Okay.
You can come over here.
No. I'm good.
Miss Lee gonna get a shot in. He gonna shoot a shot at you, Miss Jessica. He don't care what happened. He gonna shoot a shot.
Me and my rabbit gonna be right here at home.
All right. Now, straight. Coming up, Miss Jessica's got the Nosy Neighbor News right around 7:24.
Mr. Lee.
It's never too early to turn up. Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know it.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
7:19 in the Carolinas. Your Nosy Neighbor News is up. But next, talking about Rick Ross. Is he the daddy? Got details about that. Let's see. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Coming for a little bit of people. Coming for a couple of artists. But someone is biting back in a major way. Going to let you know what's going on with him. And LeBron James has a new movie on. Well, he's getting a new movie on Netflix starring one of our favorite actors. Who is it?
Samuel Jackson and LeBron. They're doing a movie called Say What, Mother? Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll find out who it is. That's coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
All that and more is coming up right after music from Roddy Ricch and DJ Mustard. It's called High Fashion here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, May 19th. You are the father. Yes, test results and court documents confirm that Rick Ross is indeed the father of Brianna Camille's two children, 3-year-old Berkeley and 2-year-old Billion. In addition to that, Brianna is also pregnant with their third child. Now, Brianna wants immediate child support, claiming that Ross hasn't paid her a dime since late last year after she kicked them out of her home. Tekashi 6ix9ine's chart history has been removed from Billboard. Completely. Tekashi is beefing with Billboard over the Hot 100 chart. His song Gooba broke a record on YouTube, but not on Billboard, which left the rapper alleging a conspiracy against him, saying, "I'd be real disappointed if Billboard get paid for number ones." Since the allegations, Billboard has clapped back by removing the rapper's chart history and his hashtag. Adam Sandler is coming back to Netflix, and this time he's bringing LeBron James along for the ride. Sandler is going to star in a basketball-themed movie called Hustler. It's produced by LeBron James. In the film, Sandler will play an unjustly fired basketball scout who discovers an international player with skills to make it in the NBA. Sandler is no stranger to sports films. His latest film, Uncut Gems, earned him a Spirit Award. Looks like Master P and Romeo are done with growing up hip hop, and we now know why the father-son duo didn't like the storylines, especially the one about him, Romeo and Angela Simmons hooking up. Now, in the video, you see Master P and Romeo going off on producers about how Romeo is portrayed on the show. Master P says these companies only care about ratings and creating negative edits, shortcuts of scenes, focusing on dramas for headline clicks, and gossip that has been destroying families on TVs for years. That's the real reason why my son didn't want to talk on camera anymore, because he knew that his world would be altered like they did mine. Happy birthday to Yo Gotti, Malcolm X, and Block Boy JB. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Them brothers ain't tripping on your life, cheek.
Jessica, Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. What did Miss Jessica say about the Colonel, Master P, 570-WPEG? What did Miss Jessica say about Master P? If you get it right, first caller through with the correct answer. What they got, Miss Jessica?
They got 5 shout-outs.
Come on, man. Hit us up right now. 570-WPEG.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto. Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG. Hit the
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad?
I'm mad.
Oh, yeah. Let's go with it, big dog. Let's get to it right now. You know what Larry is mad at today? I am mad at everybody who just watched this 10-part documentary on Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, and y'all still trying to debate who the GOAT is. The conversation is over. I know y'all want to put LeBron James in the GOAT conversation. I know y'all might want to add one or two people in the conversation. But I'm about to tell you right now, it's over. The debate is over. Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time in basketball. It's it. You just watched a 10-part documentary. He took your whole Sunday, well, your late Sunday from 9 to 11. You just spent 10 hours in front of the television on Sundays watching Michael Jordan and watching why he is the greatest basketball player of all time. I know y'all throwing out all these superficial facts about LeBron James and LeBron James this and he did this and he went to 8 straight finals, blah, 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 blah. Michael Jordan dug deep down inside himself. He had food poison. He got food poison and still scored 38 points in a win. LeBron James can have gas and not do that. That's all I'm saying. The debate is over. I don't care. It's over. It's over. The debate is over. Michael Jordan is greatest. I don't want to see no more memes. I don't want to see no more posts about LeBron versus Mike. It's over. That's it. Debate over. Mike is the greatest. Shaq said it. NBA players said it all over the globe. Michael Jordan is quite simply the greatest basketball player. Sometimes you just got to accept the fact. And this is my last fact that I'm going to say. Nobody is running to the store to buy LeBron James shoes. And all y'all LeBron fans, 88% of y'all don't even own a LeBron James shoe. But I bet you what shoe you do own. I bet you got about 10 pair of Jordans in your closet, Rock. I know you got about 10 pair of Jordans in your closet. Stop with the debate. The debate is over. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. I'm done with this. Hashtag Larry Man.
Larry.
Yeah, Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. On the way to the Madhouse, you already know, man, we got the next big thing going to drop about 8:25. When you get to be the music critic today, you're going to let us know. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade you get a song? Let them know, man. Give them a critique. And let them know if they really are the next big thing. You know, my man Burp is still a little under the weather, but it's time to get Burp's thoughts. I got to today, Burp.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are, especially the worshipers, are ready to go back to church and ready to open up these churches. As so far to the point where one church is actually suing the stay-at-home order. Well, I enlisted the help of my friend, my great, great comedian friend, Gary Owen. And he said we ain't ready to go back to church, especially black church, because black churches take too long anyway. Check it out.
God, black church takes forever. You know, white church starts at 10:30. We're at IHOP enjoying our breakfast. I think I figured out why it takes so long. I finally figured out because, you know, when you go to church, white people, all white church, you know, we don't say nothing. You know, during the service, we shut up and we listen, you know? If somebody tries to talk when a preacher's talking, we tell them, shh, zip it, focus, okay? Two more songs, we're out of here. I remember the first time I went to a black church, I didn't know that it's okay to yell out while the preacher's talking. I didn't know that when black people agree with the sermon, you guys don't wait. You let it out right there. So I didn't know. So I was, you know, I was sitting in the church, you know, and I thought when they, you know, I'd never been, first time at a black church, I didn't know. And I thought they were being disrespectful when they was yelling out. Because I was getting upset with the other people in the pews because I was just sitting there, you know. Preach on it! Are you serious? You're just going to talk while he's talking? That's really disrespectful. Why don't you zip in and focus? It's 1:30! I'm ready to go home! You're allowed to talk? Okay, watch. I'm going to say something. Hoodie-hoo! I hoodie you for Jesus. It's 3 o'clock! I want to go home! Another song? Are you serious? You guys have a step team? First Baptist Steppers, come on at 6 o'clock! I'm starving! A poet? A freaking poet! That's the fourth time she called the Holy Ghost! You can't catch it four times in one day! She's faking! I'm not paying another offering, I'm not! It's the third time, I'm not paying anymore!
And those were Burpy thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
Oh! Y'all know,
man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, it's 8:19, time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. If you are a fan of The Real Housewives of Potomac, then you know who Gisele Bryant is. Well, she is setting the record straight on her relationship with her ex-husband, Jamal Bryant. Gisele says, yes, they are back together. And as far as the rumor that Jamal fathered a child.
And who the next best thing?
Yes, sir. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is time for the next big thing. Y'all know how we do it. We drop the song. Y'all let us know. We gonna keep it. We gonna sweep it. And what letter grade y'all want to get a song? Keep it, sweep it, and what letter grade? About to drop it right now. We call it the next big thing. The name of the song is called Fly Away. Let me know what you think about it.
I prefer beats, but the verse gon' hit. And I guarantee that the verse don't miss. Rolling on, playing my brigades, what's going on? Black burdens like my back hurt, and we ain't got no choice. So let my voice and sing, we had to learn that song. God wrote my story, am I telling it wrong? I put my heart to the page, am I telling it all? When the five off of the line, the lives. Get to be a fan of the man in the mirror when nobody else is around in the eye to eye. I sacrifice the nightlife for this mic life, but you don't think I ain't about it. You don't think I tap into the source when I'm about it. And I keep faith, but I'm gonna wear without it. And I see hate, I'm not gonna wear around it. All in your face and you're frowning, pouting. You can't handle the power outage. Ain't no telling what I might do. ORB, I'ma write to. You know Ryan and Boogie with the beats like Dwight Schrute. I'll be overran and I'm sleeping right up in the thunder while cuddling a queen that's as soft as a cloud. Waking up, thinking of different ways to conquer the day. No more breakdowns, I'ma break ground. I just do the best I knew can. I'ma make my odds meet the ends. I could rock with your butt of the beers. I've already been betrayed by lovers and friends. The last of a dying breed ain't a planet for a funeral.
show. Welcome to the front row, Miss Jessica. Welcome to the front row. Fly Away by Ryan the Humble. The people tapped in on my Instagram. Okay, the votes are in, Miss Jessica. I got them right here on my paper. 63% of the people said Ryan the Humble, Fly Away. They said sweep it. With an overall letter grade of a C+. But they gave him a sweep with overall letter grade of a C+. They said it was all right. It just needed to be tightened up a little bit. What we thought about the song, we're going to let you know. All right, Ryan. Yeah, 63% of the people said keep it. What we thought about the song, we're going to let y'all know right after this 5-year form.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
How am I supposed to prep for the unknown? I'm just building for an ape and the unbones. I got a couple real ones want to build with me. So we had to bend together like a trombone. And welcome to the front row.
Yes, sir. It's the next big thing right there. It's called Fly Away by Ryan the Humble. 63% of the people said sweep it with an overall letter grade of a C+. Ms. Jessica, what you thought about the song? All right. Well, what I thought about the song was 63% of the people said sweep it. At first, now the first time that I heard the song, I was like, sound like the production was off a little bit. But the more and more times I went back and I listened to the song, I actually began to like the song. I love the lyrics of the song. I just felt like the production was off slightly a little bit, like it had too much going on in the background. But the more and more I listened to the song grew on me, and I began to like the song. So that took, because I was going to sweep it too, but that took my sweep to a keep. So I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to agree with the people on a C+, because I just think he could tighten the production up just a little bit, though. But just a little bit, because the lyrics to the song, dude, he really got a nice rhyme pattern and everything. So I think I do like the song. I think I want to keep it, but I'm going to give him a C+, just tell him to tighten up the production, and we might can make this thing a real hit, big dog. Big dog Ryan the Humble. All right? Ms. Jessica, you back? All right. Get on the next big thing. You know you can get on the next big thing if you hit us up. You can send us the email. Send your song to carolina.street. That's right. carolina.street@power98fm.com. That's right. carolina.street@power98fm.com. Get your song on the next big thing.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side. South side. East side. West side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Coming up, we playing everybody's favorite game show. We going to play Black Smart. That's right. Find out if we're going to take another black card. I think we'll be up to 28 or 29 if we take somebody's black card today. Or if they're going to be Black Smart. Plug, Walk, Rich the Kid, Gucci Man, 2 Chainz, it's Power 98.
Scoochie.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Power 98 WPEG. Good morning. Who is this?
Wendy.
What up, Wendy?
Hey, Wendy.
Nothing. Hey.
You all right?
I'm good. Driving to work.
All right. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 of the 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card.
Okay.
All right, kick it off for him, Ms. Jessica.
Wendy, this actor, rapper, and director just graduated from Howard University. What is his name?
I'm just going to go with Ice Cube. I don't know.
Ice Cube?
Yeah.
No.
This female is a rapper. She's an actress. And she had a clothing line, and she also had her own television show. She is known as the first lady of the Rough Riders camp. Who is she?
Might as well take my black card now. I don't know. Eve.
That was actually right.
Oh, my gosh.
That was actually right. All right, your last and final question. You get this one right, you are Black Smart. You're going to keep your black card. If you do not, we're going to snatch it, all right?
Well, that's good, because I'm white. Well, go ahead.
In the movie,
white chicks starred what two brothers?
Wayans brothers.
By name, what are their first name?
Oh my God! Cliff and George. I don't even know their first name.
What? there are 800 Wayans brothers.
Damon and Damon's little brother.
No.
Mm, she got a part of right, but it's 800 Wayans brothers, huh?
This was tough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sad though, Jessica. It's 800 Wayans brothers, Jessica. It's 800 of them. You got to get
Cliff
that part right.
And George.
She said Cliff and George. And then
Larry, was she black smart?
Almost, but.
Hell no.
Run me that black gun, baby, run it up.
Hell to the no. Listen.
She did say she was white. However, she was almost black smart. You almost right there.
She also got her ass up here to play. Come on now.
Yeah, that's true. We the plug.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles. Better financing. All credit levels. The Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at you folks.
What do you have to say?
No, look, Larry, in the morning, Madhouse. Time for that Madhouse question of the day. What y'all had to say on the hashtag MHQOTD. Ms. Joe, what you got over there? What's that question of the day?
So today we are discussing traits and skills. You know, a lot of us have had a lot of extra time due to COVID-19. So we want to know, what is a trait or skill you've picked up during the pandemic? Or what is a trait or skill that you would like to learn?
All right. Big Dog Zay said, man, I learned how to drive a truck during this time and I have become a truck driver. So now I'm making money. I'm young. I'm 27 and getting to that paper. Big Kev said, I'm actually learning how to be a rapper. Is it too late for me? I'm 47. Can I rap? Can I get my rap career started? Kev, that ain't it, big dog. That ain't it. Mm-mm. Not at 47. Now, you can't pick it up at 47. All right. You got anybody?
Yeah. Let's see. Takiya says, I'd like to learn Photoshop. Chef Shauna Jonna says, I became an author. I finally sat down and wrote my first cookbook.
Oh.
And Jay Chapo 704 says, pressure washing houses. Might be employed full time for myself when the world opens back up.
No, that's dope. A couple of my partners picked that back up. They was already doing it, but they picked it back up and they've been going hard with it. So shout out to them, man. Y'all do y'all thing. You know, the voicemail is always popping, always open. 704-227-8780. What you got to say?
To answer the question of the day, I have not learned a trade because I am an essential worker. So I've been working during this pandemic. But my daughter has learned to braid and I have gotten my hair braided and haven't had to go to the salon. That is a good trade. My daughter learned to braid.
My new skill is the skill that's making all the money these days. My new skill is making hand sanitizer. We need that not only now, but all the time. And it's doing good. That's my new skill.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Happy belated birthday to my stepdaughter, Mariah, a.k.a. Mimi, a.k.a. the Fade Lady. Me and Mariah, we go back like babies in pacifiers. And toodles, daddy aim is Zion. Mama Baptist. Boy, I ain't never been no damn Catholic. Quit trying to act like you know me, because you don't. If you knew me, Toodles, you would have known I was born with a do not enter sign on my black ass. Toodles, if you hung out with me back in the day, you'd have been taking kitty cat, not no damn baseball bat. No limit. I know Power 98 don't know ballot, but I swear to God, when I see Toodles, I'm going to bust him up out of here with a damn bat and make his ass say, la.
Why they so violent? All right. Yeah, I'll tap in on the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6:05. We play responses back at 9:25.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Trap House Mob.
Roll another one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at backstagecountry.com.